Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you have charge of. That's a quote by the famous Jim Rohn. And why is that my quote for this week? And one of the things in sales that is guaranteed is that at the end of every single billing period, whether it's a week, a day, a week, a month, or a quarter, or even a year, when it finishes, you've got to start again, and you start at zero. Even if you've got some deals in the pipeline that you've kind of sandbagged, that you've held off because you want to start the next quarter or the next billing cycle strong, you're always going to start on zero. That is the reality that we face in sales. That is one of the key challenges that many sales professionals face each and every day. Now, like most professionals or most people working in sales, not many people started the role and said, you know, I knew I was going to be a salesperson when I was growing up. At school, I had this vision that I wanted to be in sales when I grew up. For many of us, we simply fell into the role. It was there was a role open, and we fell into it. And for many of us, the training process, the process to develop the skills we needed to be successful in the role was quite limited. Yes, companies give you induction, they give you some boot camps, etc. But really, the actual time that we spend on training is really, really low. For some sellers, they say that it's the role of the employer to own the fact that they should get training. This is where I want you to look at this a little bit different. The reality is, if you want to be successful, if you want to continue to grow, adapt, and evolve in what is a changing environment. The world of selling is changing. Actually, the entire world is changing. The things that we did yesterday aren't going to help you achieve the outcomes you want to achieve tomorrow. And the biggest part of this process, the key thing to my message this week is that personal accountability piece. Owning the learning, owning the path to development needs to sit with you. It's not the role of the employer to build your skills. Now, some of you might be going, man, that is crazy talk. You know, of course, the employer needs to help me, train me, etc. But this is kind of like a harsh comment. At the end of the day, if you don't deliver, the employer will cut you. That's the brutal truth of selling. The brutal truth of selling is if we don't deliver over a period of time, if we don't give the results that we're getting paid for, we'll get cut. And this is where we need to take back control. And you've heard me talk about this time and time again, about the circle of control, the things that we can control versus the things that we can't. And that personal growth, that focus on developing skills has to sit with you. We've got to own that. And if we can't get that learning, if we can't get that content, if we can't get those skills that we need to be successful in our roles from our employer, we need to go elsewhere. I'm not saying go elsewhere from a job. I'm saying go elsewhere to get content. We live in a content-rich economy. We live where there is so much content that can help you be the very best you can be. And if you're reflecting on the past and going, I wasn't happy with the results that I've achieved, and you've identified the areas that you need to improve on, this is the opportunity for you to capitalize on that recognition, on the fact that you've recognized that there's some areas for growth, and taking that personal accountability to go out and develop those skills. Because at the end of the day, the biggest competitor you have to deal with is yourself. You're not competing with anybody else in the marketplace. You are your main competitor, and trying to find improvement each and every day will help you, will elevate you, will help you build your capability so that you can survive in any economic market. And this is not about fear mongering. This is not about putting the fear up here to say, hey, yes, the world is changing. The role of selling is changing. This working from home, hybrid work model, the sales process is evolving. Technology is becoming a big part of what we do every day. And many salespeople are finding it tough to adapt. And some salespeople won't survive the next 3, 4, 5, 10 years. The things that they've done yesterday just aren't going to cut it tomorrow. But this is not about fear mongering. This is about saying, well, you know what? I can't control the changes that are happening in the environment, but I can control what I do to be empowered by the fact that this change will make me better at what I do every day. And this is my message to you this week. Use the opportunity that comes with change, the disruption that's occurring in our market, in the world today, as an opportunity to grow. Use it as the foundation and the springboard to absolutely 10x your skills, so that regardless of the economic climate, regardless of the changes that are happening in the world, you're always not just going to survive, but you're going to excel and you're going to thrive through any changes that occur in the world or the market. So if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear it, please like, rate, and share this content. I create this content to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.